about y'all this morning, but that old song right there is gonna ring in my heart. We go out of here today, and ain't one of you can promise me that you'll meet me back here tonight. Not one of you. You can't look at one another and say, hey, I promise you I'll meet you back here tonight.
Bless you, Father.
Man, we'll read this again, the same scripture that I read you last weekend. Why? I don't understand. Lord knows. And I'm telling y'all something.
Bless you, Father.
We are playing with this right here, and God is calling people out of here in a hurry.
Yes.
I mean, they're getting gone. Our old saints are leaving this world. They're getting gone and they're out of our sight. But I've heard a lot of them when they would stand over the past years, and they'd say, hey, I've got a better place that I'm going to. They get right down close to just laying this whole life down, and well, they begin to talk about what they have, what they could see over yonder. Somehow this morning I wonder if we've got a vision of enough of what's over yonder to make us want to go there. How many of us this morning really and truly want to go there?
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Well, you can look at this thing right here. It ain't nothing but a wreck.
Amen.
Bless That's you. All it is.
Bless you, Lord.
I look at some of you, and thy nature is torn, and the way pain to heaven. Hey, man, them old bodies ain't nothing but a wreck.
Bless you, Father.
Bless you.
But what did He promise us? And then He promised us a new life. Hallelujah to God this morning.
Thank you, Father.
Well, there's some of our kids right here this morning. That's more real for me this morning than it's ever been in my life. And that ended up being that second third time. He said He was going away, Brother John, to prepare us a place.
Amen.
He said in him, Father, how said they were many men.
Yes.
He said, if it were not so, amen, I would have told you.
Amen.
Amen, this morning, how many of us believe? Amen, do we believe this morning, folks?
Good. Bless you, Father.
And then it's hard for us to comprehend. Amen. Thank God what God, amen, has promised us. Amen. Now I believe this morning that God is firm, amen, on His promises to you and I this morning.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I believe He's firm on that. No waiver, no doubt, no none of that right time.
Bless you, Lord.
How many of us are looking
bless
for that new body?
value.
Amen. I've said this here before. Probably will again. Amen. And I know. Amen. That's more than we. Everybody's having a look at. Amen. Thank God for something. Mansion stuck up over that. Amen. With your name on it.
Bless you, Father.
I don't know, Brother Don. I just, amen, what I read in the Scriptures.
Right. Yes.
Amen. When I read in there, did it say this earthly?
Bless you.
This earthly that we're looking at. Amen. Earned and grown earnestly. Amen. To be clothed upon. Amen. With the heavenly. That house.
Whoa.
I'm talking about that house. Amen. Whoa. I don't think they've done much to me about Crossway already. Probably this is the house that we're living in.
Amen. Yeah.
We're living in this thing right here.
Earthly tabernacle.
This whole earthly thing.
Bless you.
Is a picture that he carried.
Amen.
A man is decaying right. Little by little.
Right.
Every day. Amen. You're fixing to come to the place somewhere out yonder.
Yes.
You're fixing to lay this and that.
Right. Yes.
Amen. This one is going back.
Amen.
To where it come from. Amen. You ain't nothing but a ball of dirt. That's all you are. That's what we're looking at.
Right.
But what is that that dwells inside of us this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Have you got something inside of you this morning that's alive?
Amen.
If you've got something in there that's alive, just about the time that's over. I'll get where I got to go here in a minute. Amen, Lord. But when it gets to the place, this one right here ready to lay down. Whoa! When we begin to lay down, amen, and we lay down on that bed, and we know that we ain't ever going to get off of it again. Oh! This morning, we're fixing to go out and see a God that made it all this morning. Amen. I'm talking about one that is going to take to a new place. Amen. A new valley. A new tabernacle. That's a dwell. Hallelujah. That's a dwell in. I bless His holy name this morning. Amen, folks, I know. I'm excited this morning. Amen, about what God is doing inside of me. Amen, this morning. And I know y'all don't seem to me too excited about it. But when I realize what's happening right here, amen, I feel a tug. How it gets stronger. How on the other side, how the this one is here.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It's just a stronger pull.
Bless you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Oh.
Thank you, Father.
What's inside of me this morning, folks? You may not have it. You may not believe it. You may not want nothing to do with it.
Bless the Lord.
But I'm telling you right now, amen, what's balled up right in here, amen, thank God, it's beginning to get a tug. Amen, I'm talking about a greater tug. amen, than I've ever had. Amen, in my lifetime. Oh, preacher. Amen, why do you get excited about that? Amen, for I'm fixing to tell you. Amen, oh, I say. Amen, thank God. And if you'll find this wreck that you're looking at, it's going to be gone. Amen, God. And I'm fixing to reunite. I walk in my hallelujah. I'm fixing to put it in. Have that new tabernacle. Have that new building. Amen, thank God. I'm looking forward, amen, to that this morning. But if they one thing, I'm looking at you this morning.
Bless you.
Oh, Lord. Well.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't got a whole lot on this side to brag about.
No.
Bless you, Lord.
But I got something waiting on me this morning.
Amen.
This word bragging about.
Yes.
Ah, preacher. You get into some things I don't know nothing about. I don't understand. Amen. I believe this right here.
Thank you, Lord.
This moral is going to put on him more talent.
Right. Amen.
Yes. It's going to do it one day.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
But I won't. There's one thing that I want to do.
Bless you, Lord.
If we battle on this side, if I leave here today and we don't ever meet another time, amen, on this side, amen, this morning, how would you come? Would you give it me? Amen, thank God in that new one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. Amen, want to make something. Amen, wrapped up in that. Amen, trying to get out. Amen, this morning. Amen, it makes me wonder. Amen, thank God if it's wrapped up. Amen, inside of you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I'd like to invite you.
Thank you, Father.
Come and see me.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Praise His holy name.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Do you believe God's able this morning? How many of you believe He's able to give you that this morning?
Yes. Amen. Yes.
How many of you are really looking forward to it? Huh? Now, preacher, I like what the world got to offer. I want to hang around here a little while. Hey, man, listen to me this morning. Hey, man, you're looking at one that ain't as old. Hey, man, there's some of these in here.
That's his brother.
But I don't believe I ever had a greater desire in my life to ever want to move out of this body any more than I do. Hey, man, today.
Oh, bless you.
Preacher. You act like you're in a hurry to get out of here. That ain't what I see. There's a yearning right there.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. We can't even rejoice that empire go away. He said, I will. Not I might or I'll think about it, but he said, I will come again.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Hey, man, I wonder this morning. Hey, man, if he was to come back today. Hey, man, where he'd catch us. Hey, man, I'll try to tell you. Hey, man, I've got a better place. Hey, man, a better building than this that you're looking at. That I'm going to dwell in. Hey, man, I know everybody's thinking about. Hey, man, I'm pulling up over there, climbing a mansion somewhere. Hey, man, like Hollywood's got the altar. Hey, man, but hear me this morning. Hey, man, when it comes time, how when we get over that? Hey, man, thank God for no Oscar. Hey, man, thank God makes it through the gate. Hey, man, there's a place I want to go. Hey, man, this morning. Hey, man, thank God. Hey, man, I don't know how long. How that street is. How but thank somebody. Hey, man, at the other end. How that I want to say this morning.
Yes.
Thank you. I don't know how long it'll take me to get to the other end of it. But when I go through that door, I'm headed in that direction.
Right.
Yes. Hey, man, for lay somebody down at the other end of it. Hey, man, to set on the throne that I want to go see.
Yes.
I don't know who all that we'll walk arm in arm with, side by side, when we go down. Hey, man, to see him. Hey, man, I'm talking about Jesus. Hey, man, thank God, the one that paid the price. Hey, man, for your sin. Hey, man, and man, this morning, I fix it to where you could have, hey, man, a new house.
That's the Lord. That's the Lord.
That's the Lord. I want to invite you. Give you an invitation this morning. Come and see me in my new home.
Bless you.
I'd like to know what in the world we need with a mansion over there anyhow.
Amen.
Hey man, you ain't gonna have time to go in and say it. You ain't going in to take no nap and just rear back and rest. Boy, they too much honor and praise. Hey man, it need to be given to the man. Hey man, that paid the price for you and I this morning. Hey man, I for a million years. Hey man, if you could imagine. Hey man, in our little weak mind, maybe what a million years was like. Hey man, thank God we'll understand. Hey man, before the throne. Hey man, thank God and honor and praise him. Hey man, thank God for Calvary.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you this morning, I'm going to say it just like I feel. Not hard, not critical, not being mean to nobody. God knows my heart, He's looking down right now. But I look around sometimes. And I wonder, Lord, did they really have you in their heart like it's in me? Is it in there in them like it's in me? For I can't help this. Well, this right here, when it gets like it is with me this morning, when it begins to bubble up down on the inside, amen. Well, I just want to tell the world, amen, about what God, amen, is doing in my life. Amen. Everything else around me, I may be crumbling. Amen. It all may be fixing to go to hell. But listen to me this morning. How you looking at one that's got his sights set, amen, on a better place than this one.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. And y'all ain't excited about it.
Thank you, Father.
Y'all don't seem to be excited about it this morning. I really don't see how you keep from being excited.
Amen.
With the hope that He and the promise,
yes,
that He made us.
Think about it.
He said, "I'll come again."
Amen.
That where I am,
yes,
there ye may be also. How many of you can just close your eyes this morning and visualize? Hey man, just where the Son of Man is.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. Can you just sort of visualize where He's at? Have you ever just closed your eyes? Seem like look into a place, hey man, prettier and greater than anything, hey man, that you could ever imagine on this side. And the Scripture said, "Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard,
right,
neither has it entered into the heart what God has got in store for His people." Well, there's something about this right here ought to get more real to us today than it's ever been. Why, preacher? Amen. Because the coming, amen, of the Lord is near, even at the door today.
Amen.
Yes. His coming is near.
Amen.
Y'all ever imagine? I know y'all probably ain't got imagination like mine when it comes to these kind of things. But do you ever imagine of being in that place and what it would really be like? Hey man, we gather up down here, hey man, from time to time, and we have a pretty good time. Hey man, when we're gathered here, but
thank you, Father.
Hey man, I walk through the congregation from time to time and begin to ask everybody how they feel, and next time you know, you find out, hey man, pretty much is what's wrong with everybody, hey man, in here. Hey, well, bless the Lord. But that's all going to cease out yonder at some word. Hey man, thank God. I wonder what it'd be like to walk through a congregation and nobody ever have a pain or a worry. And nothing ever on their mind. Hey man, the trouble of. Oh, what a place we're headed to. Hey man, this morning, Paul. Why can't we get excited, hey man, anymore about a Savior that loved the world enough, hey man, to come here, hang on that rugged cross, hey man, thank God shed His blood, that you can go free this morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Boy,
thank you, Father.
Y'all would have been with me the other night. I listened to two preachers that just built another fire under me. Y'all probably can't, but I'm feeling presence here today.
Bless Him,
Lord. Oh, That's why I hear David Mack make him preach again. Oh, bless the Lord, man. Boy, it got real. Doctor said, I don't know whether I can stay here and listen to it or not. But I had to hear it. What'd you get out of it, preacher? He was telling me, amen, about a place yonder. Thank God where I can go. Amen, where he slipped out of here. Amen, and left us. But bless the Lord. He made me to understand. Hey, boy, it'd be real easy how to get here to this place.
Bless you, Lord.
And I heard another one. Somebody interpreted what the light too well.
Bless you, Lord.
Sit behind this old pulpit right here. Numbers and numbers of 10. But before I heard him, there was something else going on. Well, I began to hear the saints sing. Began to hear them rejoice over the hope that they had of seeing a better place. I'm talking about shouting over the house. And that preacher that couldn't help themselves. Hey, man, be on the floor preaching. I hear a little old man in that crowd.
Thank you.
But Joe Willie began to tell people what they're going to have to do to go to that land.
Yes.
You know, there really wasn't that much difference in Brother Joe Williams and Brother David.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Amen. Y'all, I know y'all can't. Y'all may not feel none of this.
Bless you, Lord.
But I'm going to tell you something this morning. He sure done sitting right here in this house. Hey, man, that man sitting right there on his blood bank. You mean, yes, I mean that. Hallelujah to God. Amen. When I think about how he preached and what he preached, amen, thank God he tried to get a bunch of people, amen, to line up out of the Word of God. I get ready to go to that land. Amen, this morning. Amen, that old Saul. Amen, thank God that them folks signed up at Brother Ernest said. Amen, thank God. Come on, children. I get ready. Now let's go to that land. Amen. This morning, told, if there's any one thing, amen, that I can encourage you in this morning, amen, come on. Children, let's get ready. How to go to that land. Amen. For our days down here, amen, are numbered.
Thank you, Father.
Lord. Well,
thank you, Father.
I thought about them words. But Lord, I can't make it. Without you holding my hand.
How true.
I can't make it without him this morning, folks.
Amen.
Whoa. We act like this morning. I'm just being honest with you. We act like this morning we really don't have to have him today. But I'm going to say this to you. Had it not been for Him, you would have rolled over this morning and put your feet on the floor. For He gives the breath that you breathe. Amen. He puts that heartbeat in there that makes the blood flow through this body. How easy that it would be for Him to take that last breath and that last heartbeat.
Amen.
And you'll be gone.
Amen.
You'll be gone.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Lord, help me to understand.
Bless you, Lord.
I know we bring up a lot of things that come are in the past into the day. But I believe one of the writers there said, I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Now I want you, if you can remember some of them times when the power of the Holy Ghost of God and this house is full of people, when the Holy Ghost of God will begin to move through here. Boy, He'd go down one side, down this here, and up over here. People's hands begin to get in the air. People begin to shout. People begin to sing. People rejoice. Why, preacher? Amen. Because their name was wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they had the hope and the promise, amen, of a better place than this one down here. We're not looking for that this morning, are we? We're not looking for it.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Holy,
holy, holy. He said He would catch us.
Right.
Unaware.
Right.
And to be honest with you, this morning I know be against the God of sight, I know how. Hey man, preacher, why do you worry about all of this? Hey man, I tell you what you do, you go and roll in my bed for just a little while.
Yeah.
Hey man, there's not a whole lot of people here. Hey man, and I think about a statement that a preacher made one time. He said, boy, I'd love to see him come in here with a busload and get saved. And go down the road and find a church to go to. Why? A lot less trouble. He said it was less trouble. Listen to me this morning, folks. What I'm getting at. I'm not going to give an account for this church out here at the crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give an account for that church over that way.
Bless you, Father.
I'm not going to give an account for them churches up that way. But what little time that I out here in Melbourne, I'm going to have to pay for.
Right.
And if I'm allowed to pay for, I want to be found telling you what's right. I don't want to be found misleading you nowhere. But I'm telling you this morning, before we meet back here tonight, anyone in this house could be going to meet God.
Right.
Anyone.
Amen.
Amen. You may meet back here tonight, and you may not see a washer here. You may meet back next week, and you may not see a washer. For He may be gone. Where are you going, preacher? Well, I really don't know exactly. All I can tell you is that there's a resting place.
Amen.
Yes.
For the children of God. When they leave this old world. I don't know right where it's at. But I want you to listen to me now. You listen carefully. Wherever that place is, you'll be happy there. You ain't worried. You ain't going to be an unhappy person wherever that is. If you look back in the Scriptures now, and you look back there, amen, Lazarus, the Scripture said that he died. And the angels come and got him. They carried him yonder to where? Father Abraham's bosom. He didn't carry him into heaven, he carried Father Abraham's bosom. That's what the Bible said. And the Scripture said the rich man died. And in hell, he lift his eyes. Being in torment. But the rich man wanted them to see Lazarus. That he might dip his finger in water and cool his parched tongue, for he was tormented in them flames. But I believe the Scripture said, in there, when he told him all of this right here, he said, in thy lifetime, thou hast had the good things. I might not say it word for word, paraphrase just a little. You had all the good things in this life. But now you're there. You're in torment. But oh, Lazarus, the Bible said, and I believe the rich man looked up and seen him. I believe he could see him. Younger in Father Abraham's bosom. Comforted.
Right.
Comforted.
Amen.
Folks, wherever that place is that God's got, that we rest for just a little while. Oh, preacher, amen. These people are all gone here, they're gone down to listen. Amen, the Scripture didn't say that. Amen, this thing that you're looking at right here, I realize it's going to lay down, it's going to be gone. But that's it's in there that the Lord said here. Going back to God.
Amen.
Going back to God who gave it.
Amen.
Well, but bless the Lord for a resurrection for the saints of God. Amen. When this old thing is gone, and we take on that new.
Right.
Boy, when that resurrection takes place, amen, that body comes out there, amen, and that spirit hits it, that picture be joined together again. Amen, thank God right there we'll ever be with the Lord. Are you excited about being there? How many of us looking forward to going there?
Yeah.
Amen. How many of you this morning, these old bodies that you're walking around in this morning, it's been hurting us about all morning? Does it hurt? Amen. I know what it's about. I understand some of it. But listen to me. What would you give this morning to lay this one down and take on one that'll never hurt again? One that'll never ache, one that'll never wither, one that'll never grow old. Can you even imagine that this morning? I don't know about you this morning, but I'm going somewhere. And I'm more excited about it this morning than ever been in my life. Amen. My kids know it. They've been told and told and told. And some of them choose to live right, some choose not to.
Bless you, Father.
I can't make them. They're grown. They're out of them. I can't make them do it. But if they go, they're going to have to go to the same way old Dad goes. Mm-hmm. Through the blood.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the way they'll have to go. If you go this morning, it'd be because you go through the blood. If yours goes this morning, it'll be because they go through the blood.
Right.
Amen. This morning, I know y'all feel maybe some ways, but I feel this morning. Somebody need to make it through the blood.
Bless you, Father.
Somebody needs to make it through the blood this morning. Preacher, I don't understand. Don't see all the need for that. I didn't either until the Lord dealt with me just right and caused me to realize, hey, if you don't go through the blood, you're fixing to die. You're
right.
Fixing to go to hell.
Right.
Right.
The blood that covers sin this morning.
Yes.
I talk about blood that will cover sin this morning.
Yes.
What kind of sin, preacher? Just what the book said. He said all manner of sin except the blaspheme of the Holy Ghost. You do that right there, you're doomed, you're gone.
Right. Let's see, Father.
What are we going to do with that this morning? There is power in that blood this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Preacher, I've heard that, heard it. You listen to me this morning. You ever get anything from God? You ever get the hope and the help that you need? It'll be through the blood this morning.
Amen.
It'll be through the blood.
Yes.
Amen. I guess maybe I feel a little different about this than some of you do. I don't want you to think about it this morning. Everybody in this house this morning, bar none, is a fixing to stand before Almighty God.
Amen.
I'm not talking about you little face ever judge in the state of Alabama. You may get by. But there's one judge who will not escape.
Right.
And he is the judge of judges. I want Sister Barbara to come to the piano if she will. I hate to bother her. No, she maybe don't feel real good in body.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, Lord, this morning. Oh, Lord. Why is it? We are afraid. We're afraid this morning to accept what God has promised us.
Right.
We're afraid to accept it.
Bless you, Father.
Amen. There's a lot of things out under this old world that we're hooked into. Now, I want you to listen to what I'm fixing to say to you. I'm not saying that it's wrong for you to do some of these things.
Bless you, Father.
But what I am fixing to tell you, as you have let it get between you and God,
bless you, Father.
God is number one.
Right.
If he ain't number one, you ain't got nothing.
Bless you, Lord.
You better be willing to lay down what's out yonder to have God this morning. I don't know what she's got to play, whatever's on her heart.
Bless you.
You stand with us this morning if you feel like it. But I want you to think about this.